pray for us and sing along with us. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
As we go and sing this song right here.
Hallelujah.
eyes. Amen. And it was his blood that saved us, that washed us, that set us free. We're going to dismiss the children right now. Amen. To Sunday school. Amen. And as you're going, we're going to prepare our minds and our hearts to receive the pastor. Amen. And let's greet him with a hearty praise the Lord.
And truly, this is our day. I'm honest. I'm going into the closet in the cobwebs. Amen. That's all to be saying every time. How many feel like you're overcomers? Well, I'm an overcomer. More than a conqueror. Walking in authority. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Amen. Amen. I don't know who requested that song. How many walking in authority? Yes. When you walk in authority, all you do is use the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That is the power. That is the authority. The Lord said, if you want anything, just ask me in my name and I'll give it to you.
Yes.
We need to walk in authority, amen. We thank God today for being here. We thank God for my wife being here. We thank God. I heard someone say they were here from Jamaica. We thank God for giving them traveling verses. Amen. Coming all the way from Jamaica. Amen. Those that are here with us today, how many know we serve a mighty good God?
Yes.
All right. Now listen, when it comes to serving God, I didn't say you serve me. I said, how many know we serve a mighty good God? God is a keeper, he's a way maker, more than a conqueror. I'm a winner. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So we do bless the Lord today for being here. Amen. And we just want to keep this country of ours, we're all in prayer. Amen. We had two shootings at two Walmarts yesterday, one in El Paso that killed 20 and injured over 20. And then he had another shooting in Dayton, Ohio that killed 9, and I don't know how many are injured. Amen. So we're living in the Bible called this troublesome time. But if you're in the ark of safety, God, I thank you. With so much uncertainty, certainty is gone on. You want to watch people will leave the only source of real help and strength, and that is the Lord. Can we all just say praise the Lord? So we're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading. Amen. It's going to come from Psalm 127, Psalm 121, and 1 Peter chapter 5. Amen. That's going to be a couple of each verse. We want to read them all. But what we're dealing with today, being more than a conqueror. Lord, I bless your name. Amen. By myself and of our own power, guess what? We are nothing. But when we walk in the authority of Jesus' name, he said, whatsoever you desire, if you ask it in my name, he said, I'll do it. As long as it's in his will. Amen. So we're going to read Psalms, start in Psalm 127, verses 1 and 2. Then we're going to go to Psalms 121. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 5, and then we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 5 and read verse 7. Amen?
Amen.
Psalms 127, if you don't have it, it should be on the screen. Read, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city. The watchman waited, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow, for so he giveth his beloved. Lord, I thank you for being his beloved. It's vain, hallelujah, to rise up early and stay up late, and to eat the bread of sorrow. Psalms 121, starting with verse 1. He said, I will lift up my unto the hill from whence cometh my help. How many know my help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth? He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither suffer nor sleep. The Lord, thank you. And for that, Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we thank you that we have a right mind. Lord, thank you for the use and activities of our lives. Lord, thank you for a mind that we have to regenerate ourselves. And Lord, we ask you today to speak. Oh, Lord, speak to someone that came in this morning seeking answers. Lord, send an answer. Lord, speak to someone this morning who came in troubled in heart and troubled in spirit. Lord, send the word to set them free. Lord, send the word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to someone that came in lost, so that they may cry from the depth of their soul, what must I do to be saved? Now, Lord, we ask you to send the word of conviction. Lord, stir us up in the name of Jesus. And for this, we thank you in the church, say in Jesus' name, amen, and you may be seated. Amen. So the psalmist says, except the Lord build a house, he that buildeth in vain. Except the Lord watch the city, he that watches in vain. So I believe if we just put it in everyday English, he said, well, everybody needs the Lord. How many of all of us need the Lord? You can purpose to do anything, but if you do it without the Lord, it won't be successful. And 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting. Can we say all? I wonder how many came in this morning with some cares? How many came in this morning with some needs? How many came in this morning wondering, Lord, how am I going to make it? The Bible says, casting all your cares upon him, for he, the Lord, cares for you. So our message this morning is, because we have the Lord as our keeper, we need to stop worrying yourselves to death. Can we say it together? Stop worrying yourself to death. All right, come on, y'all speak with me. Stop worrying yourself to death. Why? God cares for you. Isn't that a promise? Isn't that something we all need to grab a hold of? Amen. We live in a day and age where everybody has the saved and gospel talk, but they don't have the saved and gospel walk. Amen. Because they talk one thing and live another, they're full of anxieties. They're full of fears. They're full of worry. Worries trying to figure out how they want to make it. When we read in Psalm 121, he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help. And my help cometh from the Lord. The psalmist goes to show us the greatness and vastness of our God. He said, listen, our God doesn't create you and us, but he created the whole heaven and the earth. He created the whole universe. So don't you know, if God can do all of that, what he can do in our little lives? Amen. Every star God put it in place. And if you read the scripture, the Bible says there's so many stars, they cannot be numbered. But the Lord, what a mighty God we serve. So if God can do all of that, if God can create everything in their proper rotation, so gravity stays in place, so everything just stays in harmony, if God can do all of that, don't you realize what he can do in our lives? God, listen, God promised every day I'll set the sun in his place. And amen. How many of us can make sure the moon comes up? How many of us had anything to do with the Lord creating the heaven and the earth? If God knows how to do all of that and is intricate, don't you know that he can do everything in our lives if we allow him to? So the question is, why are we worrying ourselves to death when God has made us a promise that he'll be our keeper? What I like about the scripture is, the God we serve, he don't need a wake-up call. How many know God don't need an alarm clock? God don't need no rest. Because God neither slumbers nor sleeps. And he said he careth it for us. The Greek and Hebrew, that word here means God has a constant eye on you. Lord, I thank you. Think God is always watching you. So why do you want to cast all your cares on him? Because he has a constant eye watching you. Amen. When you are asleep at night, how many know God is still watching you? God, when I get in my car to travel, God is still watching me. He has made me a promise that I never leave you nor forsake. He said, I'll be with you. Can we say always? Lord, I bless your name. Can't nobody make you that promise. That I'll be with you always. So he said, listen, you may be trying to do a lot, but if you're doing without me, he said, you're doing it in vain. Hallelujah. A lot of us today, we have some questions in our lives, some uncertainty. Amen. Sometimes it might be a residence. Sometimes it might be employment. It might be a relationship. But how many know you can't fix it by yourself? You can't fix it. The only one who can fix it is Jesus. We used to sing a song, Jesus will fix it. How many believe that Jesus will fix it? How many believe the Lord can make a way where there is no way? Well, if you believe it, do you really believe God's word? Amen. We often quote from the book of Psalms, Psalm 37, I believe, verse 25. The Bible says that David said, I was young, and now I'm old. He says, never. Can we say never?
Never.
Have I seen the righteous forsaken? No, he's seen David. How many of us quote that all the time? Well, my question is, do you really believe that, or are you just saying it? We all know the church cliches and all the church talk, but how many of us live what we talk about? How many of us have God's word down in our hearts? So in our moment of testing, in our moment of trial, say, I don't know where my food is going to come from, but the word says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor his seed begging bread. So I don't have to worry about it because God's going to make a way where there is no. How many believe that? I haven't seen the righteous forsaken. Nor his seed begging bread. Do we say that because we believe it, or we just call it the church seed? How many know in church we learn to see a whole lot of stuff? But my question is, do we believe all the stuff we're seeing? Because if you believe it, then you shouldn't be worrying yourself to death. Why? Because you have the promise and the assurance of God that God is a keeper. Anybody know he would be a keeper? Anybody know God to be a way maker? Anybody know God made a way for you when everybody else gave up on you? When people said you wouldn't be anything? Do you know God to be a keeper? Then the question that we want to deal with today is why? Is the church, people in church, worrying themselves to death. If you get in God like you want to be in God, then the righteous won't be forsaken. So to be righteous means you have to be in right standing with God. If you're in right standing with God, no matter what the devil in hell tries to do, no matter what the enemy do, God says, you can't touch that child because I am their keeper. And I way where there is no way. But I promise we have a talk. But to serve God is more than talk. We have to live what we talk. Amen. An elder man asked me a question the other day. He said, Elder, why don't you take a slide down that you can't walk with God holding hand with the devil? You cannot walk with God holding hand with the devil. You know what it says in plain? Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. We have to separate ourselves from the world. So the thing is, a lot of us are in church, but we're still holding hands with the world and the devil. And then because we're not walking what we should walk, we don't have a confidence in God. Amen. Listen, when you have confidence in God, even if the bank says it can't, tells us in the book of Matthew, don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to put on. Don't worry about where you're going to live. He said all these things in the nation of the Gentiles. In other words, those that don't know God worry. But those that know God should worry. He said all I want you to do is seek ye first. Lord, I thank you.
Don't you know if God allows you to get in anything, he knows how to get you out of it?
For most of us, the answer would be no, because we're not in prison. We got everything free, and we don't want to praise it. Or we have testimony service. This is the kind of time he gave us a quiz. Every time we come to church, we're going to be able to say, if I just come and say, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to see another day. Lord, I thank you that you kept me and I'm stopping. We all want to have a mind to say thank you. But we get in church, and we say, well, I've messed up so many times, I can't praise him. You say, we're more than a conqueror. Amen.
Jesus
makes what?
Everything.
We live in a society of people today that are so worried. People, you know, when your life is in your possessions, and Jesus said, a man's life consists not in the what? Abundance of things which he possesses. If you don't have a house or car, as long as you got your right mind, don't you worry about nothing. Because God knows how to replace all of that. God can give you anything you need. So stop worrying about what God has to do and just do what you have to do. Now, I read the other day, I just want to look it up. I never heard of, have you all heard of the doctrine of quietism? I don't know. Doctor of quietism. Quiet with my ass him on it. Quietism. Well, this is the doctrine of quietism. The doctrine of quietism says, whoever calls on me, God, I don't have to do anything. Because God's going to do everything for me. That's not scripture. It started back in the 17th century, and a lot of people, listen, a lot of people in church like that too. They don't say doctrine of quietism. Did you look for a job? No, I'm just waiting for God to give me one. That's quietism. That's that doctrine. You God's not going to just throw a job in your lap. You got to see. That's why the Bible says, work out your own salvation with what? Fear. So the doctrine of quietism has got a whole lot of people in church that walk from God, but they're not putting forth no effort to do it for themselves. And because they don't put forth no effort to do it for themselves, you know what they do? They worry themselves to death. They say, you know what? The majority of all besides those of us that eat wrong, most of our sickness comes from what? Worry. Amen? Stress. Worry. Well, why do we worry? Because they cast all your cares upon me. Let me finish here. I'm almost finished. I'm not going to go much further. He said, let your moderation be known unto all men. What? The Lord is. Who's that hand? The Lord is at hand. Then he says in the sixth verse, he said, now, because you've been rejoicing in the Lord, and you know the Lord is in hand, he said, be careful. God said, I don't want you worrying. Stop worrying. Be careful for nothing. What does nothing encompasses? Everything. Stop worrying. Well, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills next week. Listen, if you don't know how to pay them, just do what God tells you to do. Pay your tithes. When you're faithful to God. So sometimes we get locked into a situation. We get complacent. God said, I got something better for you, but I can't give you anything better because you're too complacent with what you have. And because you're trying to, this is what happens when you try to figure out God. Well, I can't figure out how I'm going to do it, so I stop paying my tithes and my offering. God said, that's not trust. If you don't say amen, say out. I said, if you don't say amen, say out. Right? That's when you don't do what God says do, that means you do not trust God. And because you don't trust God, now you have to worry. Because you can't do it by yourself. You can't build a house by yourself. You can't watch your own life by yourself. So we need the Lord. So he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything. Can we say everything?
Everything.
By what?
Prayer.
Listen, you don't know how to do it, then bring it to me. Just bring it to me. You worry when I can fix it, if you just give it to me. End of my prayer and supplication with a whole lot of murmuring and complaining. Right? So a lot of times we bring stuff to God, but by the time we finish complaining so much, God said, I need you to go back out and start all over again. So if we're going to bring it to God, you got to bring it with what?
Thanksgiving.
Amen? This is how you have to approach God the right way. You bring it to him with thanksgiving. And he says, let your request be made known unto God. Now God says, when you do it like this, then the peace of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Anybody need the peace of God?
Yes.
Then you need to reverse what you've been doing. All the stuff you've been trying to fix by yourself, let him fix it for you. Then the peace of God will pass it. All understanding shall keep your heart and mind. You still need the Lord. You need peace? You still need the Lord. Then he tells us, and we're going to finish in verse 8, he says this, what I need you to do is change how you've been thinking. So a lot of us are in a place where we're worrying ourselves to death. God says, change how you've been thinking. Finally, my brother, finally.
Hallelujah.
Now where's Paul writing from? Can we read this again?
Yeah.
Finally, my brother, what sort of things are?
Good.
He said, now listen, don't believe the devil's lies. They said God will never change it. Yes, he will. He said, what sort of things can we say true?
True.
What sort of things are
honest?
So if you're dishonest, it's hard to believe God. So he said, now listen, I need you to change the thinking from a lie to the truth. I need you to change your thinking from being dishonest to being
honest.
What sort of things are? In other words, what sort of things are right? Just. So I've been living my life, but I'm not living right. God said, you've got to change the way you've been thinking. Stop living wrong and start living right. What sort of things are?
Pure.
That means you've got to live a holy life. What sort of things are what?
Loving.
What sort of things are a negative report? You know what we do? We propagate negativism. Always tell them about our problems. He said, what sort of things are they?
Good
report. If there be any
virtue,
if there be any praise,
think on these
things. Think on what?
These things.
So as we all stand, we need to change how we've been thinking if we've been worrying ourselves to death. Give it to God. No, the thing about this, you know, I used to hear the old time preachers say, when you give something to God, when you leave, guess what? Don't take it back. Right? Didn't we all just pass?
Yes.
Any of y'all ever throw something like a rock, a ball? Y'all ever throw a ball? Everybody do something, right? When you do it, the only way you can get it back is when you have to go what? Retrieve it. God said, then you gave it to me. Don't come back and retrieve it. Now that you give it to me, then let me fix it for you.
Yes.
Amen. It's all about living for God. Stop worrying yourself to death and do what? Cast all your cares upon God because he cares for you. Let me get